విల్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం సెవెంత్ క్యాంటో చాప్టర్ 2. హిరణ్యకశ్యపు కింగ్ ఆఫ్ డీమన్, టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 59 and 60. చతుర్భుజ్ పంఖ. 59 డజ్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ పర్పట్, సో ఐల్ జస్ట్ రీడ్. యం ఏతద్ ఉపాఖ్యాయ, యం ఏతద్ ఉపాఖ్యాయ తత్ తత్ర ఏవాంతధీయత జ్ఞాతయో హి సుజగ్యస్య చక్రుర్య చక్రుర్య సాంపరాయిరం. After instructing all the foolish relative of Sujagya, Jamaraj, in the form of a boy, disappeared from their vision. Then the relative of King Sujagya performed the ritualistic funeral ceremony. Please repeat. Ataha సోచత మా. హిందీ బోల్తా అంగ్రేజీ బోల్తా హై? సో ప్రణామ్ కర్తా హై, మరా పైర్ భగవాన్ తరఫ్ హై, ఐసే కర్నే కా. యుయం పరం చ ఆత్మనం ఏవ వా కహ ఆత్మా క పరః వా అత్ర స్వీయ పారక్య ఏవ వా స్వపరాభినివేశేన వినా అజ్ఞానేన దేహినా. అత శోచతమాజుయం పరం చాత్మానమేవ వా క ఆత్మా క పరో వాత్ర స్వీయ పారక్యేవ స్వపరాభినివేశేన వినా జ్ఞానేన దేహినా. అత శోచతమాజుయం పరం చాత్మానమేవ వా క ఆత్మా క పరో వాత్ర స్వీయ పారక్యేవ స్వపరాభినివేశేన వినా జ్ఞానేన దేహినా. అత శోచతమాజుయం పరం చాత్మానమేవ వా క ఆత్మా క పరో వాత్ర స్వీయ పారక్యేవ వా స్వపరాభినివేశేన విజ్ఞానేన దేహినా. Any other body? Ladies, अतः देयरफोर हुई ट्रांसलेटिंग शोचता लेमेंट फॉर मा डुना जुयम ऑल ऑफ यू परमाम एनदर च एंड आत्मानम yourself eva certainly va or ka who atma self ka who paraha other va or atra in this material world Shriya, one's own. Pragya, for others. Eva, indeed. Va, or. Swapara abhinivesena. Consisting of observation. In the bodily concept of oneself and others, bina beside, ajanena the lack of knowledge, dehina of all the embodied living entities. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta and Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Therefore, none of you should be aggrieved for the loss of the body, whether your own or those of others. Only in ignorance does one make bodily distinction, thinking, who am I? Who are others? What is mine and what is for others? Purpose. In this material world, the conception of self-preservation is the first law of nature. According to this conception, one should be interested in his personal safety and should there consider society, friendship, love, nationality, community, and so on, which have all developed because of the bodily concept of life and a lack of knowledge of a spirit soul. This is called ajnana. As long as human society is in darkness and ignorance, men will continue to make huge arrangement in the bodily conception of life. This is described by Prahlad Maharaj as Brahman. In the materialistic conception, modern civilization makes enormous arrangement for huge roads, houses, mills, and factories. And this is man's conception of the advancement of civilization. People do not know, however, that at any time they themselves may be kicked out of the scene and forced to accept bodies that have nothing to do with these enormous houses, palaces, roads and automobiles. Therefore, when Arjuna was thinking in terms of his bodily relationship with his kinsman, Krishna immediately chastised him, saying, Kutastvakasmal idam visame samupasthitam anarjam justam. This bodily conception of life is befitting the anarya, the non-Aryans, who are not advanced in knowledge. An Aryan civilization is a civilization advanced in spiritual knowledge, not merely by stamping oneself an Aryan does one become an Aryan. To keep oneself in the deepest darkness concerning spiritual knowledge and at the same time claim to be an Aryan is a non-Aryan position. In this connection, Srila Madhavacharya quotes a follows from Brahma Bhayavat Purana. Katma ka parayiti deha dehadya apekshaya. Anyway, this is big, so many slokas. I'll just read translation. The purport is that as long as we are in human form of body, our duty is to understand the soul within the body. The body is not the self. We are different from the body, and therefore there is no question of friends, enemies, or responsibility in terms of bodily concept of life. One should not be very anxious about the body changing from childhood to boyhood, from boyhood to old age, and then to apparent annihilation. Rather, one should be very seriously concerned about the soul within the body and how to release the soul from the material clutches. The living entity within the body is never annihilated. Therefore, one should surely know that whether one has many friends or many enemies. His friends cannot help him, and his enemy cannot do him any harm. One should know that he is spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, and that the constitutional position of the soul is unaffected by the change of body. In all circumstances, everyone, a spirit soul, must be a devotee of Lord Vishnu and should not be concerned with bodily relationship, whether with friend or with enemy. One should know that neither we ourselves nor our enemy in the bodily concept of life are ever killed. Very nice word. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurjini Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here, Hiranyakasipu spoke to his relative. Same has been narrated by Narad Muni. And same has been narrated by Sukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit has a question after Dhritarashtra was killed, that how the Lord can be partial to somebody. That was the question. And then, instead of directly answering his question, although he did talk, and then he described the authority of Narad Muni, that how he had heard from Narad Muni once in Rajasuya sacrifice of Maharaja Yudhishthira. Narad Muni was there, and when he saw Sisupal being killed and he got liberated or merged in the Lord, then Yudhishthira has a question that this rascal who has been always offending Krishna, and how does he get salvation? For getting this salvation, one had to work very hard, the yogis, bhaktas. So it's easy for him. How this happened? So in that narration, Yudhishthira Maharaj talks about the pastime of Jay and Vijay. And in that sequence, he talks about first birth of Jay and Vijay as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Second, about Ravana and Kumbhakarna. Third, about Shishupal and Dantavakra. While he was talking about Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, Parikshit Maharaj picked up one thing Yudhishthira Maharaj picked up one thing. I think Parikshit, no? Yes. Why Parikshit or Yudhishthira? I think Yudhishthira. Previous chapter has Yudhishthira picked up on this one, that everybody loves their children, especially the son. And daughter, no problem, but son, yes. Apna naam karega, kul chalayega. So how does Hiranyakashipu, he become inimical toward his son, who is a great devotee? So beyond the thought of devotees like Yudhishthira Maharaj, devotee of the Lord cannot even think this kind of thing. They are not inimical towards anybody. What to say about the devotee of the Lord? So that's what he had the question, that how did he become? And then, in this sequence, Narad Muni describes, and same thing, Sukadeva Goswami is talking, that after Hiranyaksha was killed, how Hiranyakashipu, who was attached to his brother, became very morose, unhappy, and angry. And he started cursing the Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although, very respectfully he talks that Vishnu is equal to everybody, but sometimes he can be bribed. So all the demigods, they bribe him, so he takes his side. Philosophically he knew that Vishnu is equal to everybody. Samo ham sarva bhuteshu name dvesti na priya, athava Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I am equal to everyone, no one is my enemy and no one is my friend. So this philosophy was known even to demon. Hiranyakashipu knew. And therefore he said, right? Vishnu is equal to everybody. How he took side up, you know, he said, sometimes he gets bribed. Like a small children, sometime if you give some chocolate something, they will come to your side. Right? Many a time, if a child is on the lap of somebody else, even you don't have chocolate in your hand, say, come on, I'll give chocolate to you. He will come. Or nothing is there. But if chocolate, he will come. He said, it's like a child, Vishnu gets bribed sometime. And then, he remembers his brother, that same Vishnu being bribed by the demigod has killed my brother. And now I am going to take revenge on him. I will face him up. So he called all his chamchats, all his, you know, yes men, and his powerful army, and told them what they should do. And on the other hand, his family was aggrieved, so he came and he started talking to Hiranyaksha's children, his wife, and Hiranyakashipu's own mother, Diti. So in the talk, there are three kind of talk is there by Hiranyakashipu. Haribo, Jiva Jagva. Three kind of talk is there. First talk is normal talk, like we talk if somebody passes away. No, first talk was, he said, hey, why you all should be unhappy? My brother did not die like a coward, but he died like a hero, fighting. He gave a good fight to Vishnu, not ordinary, the good fight. That also he mentioned here in Bhagavatam. The good fight. And in fight, one lose one, mean what is between that? Krishna says also in Bhagavad Gita that best thing for a Kshatriya, when they fight, two things happen. Either they are killed or they win. If they are killed, they get heavenly planet. If they win, they get the kingdom. So dono haath mein laddu hai. Why to worry? So same thing he explained to the mother, that there is no question of lamenting. Then he talked about Atma Tattva, about the soul immortal situation, and how soul accepts a body, and because of the body we have relationship, so on and so forth. He talks about the, you know, talk of self-realization. Nothing worked on them. Then he narrated a itihas. Bhagavatam has many such things. Allegory means some myth and some itihas. So this is itihas, what we heard about Maharaj Sujas. So there's two kind of itihas he gave. One was about the Maharaj Sujas and other about that bird. So I'll summarize the story of Maharaj Sujas. Sujagya, right? Sujagya. Anyway, he was a pious king. He was killed. When he was brought in his palace, naturally, everybody cries. I feel that poor people get more attention than rich men. If somebody dies in a rich man family, everybody will go and cry. Even they don't feel like crying, but they have to cry. Custom. And nobody is there to pacify them. Nobody is there to talk to them. They feel that if I say something, he may not like. But somebody died in poor family, everyone will preach, bhai, koi baat nahi, sabka yahi gati hai, everybody will go this way, everybody will die that way. Right? We have experience.
Rich man house, even we go sometime, we do kirtan. We don't preach straightway, we wait for some time. But poor man, boom, easy. Very easy. So actually becoming rich is very distasteful. Miserable life. And poor is also miserable life. Best life is to become Krishna conscious. That is the best life. One who becomes rich, he wants to be alone. He don't want to be disturbed. And one who is poor, he is surrounded by so many people. We can see, example, one who becomes rich, they are beyond reach. They are beyond approach. When we had this Kanpur temple opening, I was talking to one of our donor and friend, Balkrishna Goenka, that we want to bring Narendra Modi for opening. Now Narendra Modi and Balkrishna Goenka were like a friend. You know, on Jari, his factory, Narendra Modi came every time he met Chief Minister of, you know, Gujarat for inauguration, and they are friends, they are dining together, they are meeting together. So when I told him these things, he said, oh, now he is not approachable. That was because Goenka said, he is not approachable. So when he was Chief Minister, it was approachable. When he became Prime Minister, now he is not approachable. See, becoming rich is, people become exclusive. I'll give an example. If somebody has one cow or one bull, say, at home, usually you will find that cow or bull is very skinny. Only one cow, lot to eat, but skinny. But somebody has two, you'll find they are very tagda. Because they eat in competition. They eat in competition. So they are very happy. So remaining one is not. So same way, Sujagya was the king, not approachable. So everybody there was crying. Nobody was there to pacify him. Son was sitting. Jamraj was very kind. He took a shape, form of a small boy. He comes. First, he thinks that how nice is life of children. How nice is my life. Anxiety free. No anxiety. These people are in age, elder to me. They have seen many birth and death. And still, puna puna charvanana, they are chewing the chew. They have cried for their grandfather, for their father, they are crying for his son. What's the benefit? Then he charged upon them, he said, hey, why you all are crying? Why you all are crying? So the father of the king comes out from there and said, my dear child, go and play. You will not understand why they are crying. So Jamraj said, one who knows does not cry, but one who do not know, they cry. जो जानता है वो रोता नहीं है, जो नहीं जानता वही रोता है. तो छोटा मुंह बड़ा बात हो गया. So everybody became very attentive. And then Jamraj started question them one after another. Why are you crying? Said, oh, king has gone. King has gone. So what? Many times he has gone here, there, Delhi, Calcutta, Hyderabad, he came back. Again he will come. So no, he will not come this time. He said, you all are, if you think by crying he will come, then you are less. Call all the citizens to cry, he will come very fast. He said, no, by crying he will not come. He said, by crying he will not come, then why you are crying? Then why are you crying? And for whom are you crying? The king, he is there, his body is lying there, he is sleeping there. He said, no, that is his body. Soul has gone. Soul has gone. Said, oh, have you seen the soul? Have you seen the soul? They said, no. Well, if I have not seen somebody, do we cry? Do we cry for somebody whom we have not seen? Every day some people are dying. Are we crying? We cry only people whom we have seen or about whom we know. So I said, you have not seen this soul, you do not know this soul, you have no relation with this soul, then what is the purpose of your crying? Why you are crying? So in this way, I just summarize the whole thing. So in this way, he preached to them and they were pacified. So Jamaraj, he was preaching to them. See the sequence. Same thing Jamaraj did what Hiranyakashipu is doing. Hiranyakashipu first preached to them philosophically. Right? And then he narrating this story. Same way Jamaraj first preached the relative of Sujagya philosophically. Then he described a story of a hunter and the bird. See? So itihas is very important. It is easy to understand through itihas. Itihas is like a honey with bitter medicine. Bitter medicine, the children, they don't like take bitter medicine. Even we also don't like bitter medicine. But if we mix with the honey, then okay, take it. So itihas is like honey for bitter medicine. Philosophy is like bitter medicine. Philosophy is operation, surgery, cut in pieces. But before surgery, you have to give anesthesia. Without anesthesia, if you do surgery, gaya kaam se. So this itihas is like anesthesia, so that you will not feel, but you will understand. Actually, many things I saw through when I read this thing, I was remembering our old age. Old age, Iskan was preaching in Iskan was like this. Straightway, Prabhu, you are not this body, you are a spirit soul. Even somebody became sick, the Prabhu, you are not this body, you are a spirit soul. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Why you want medicine? I think that worked. How it worked, I will give example. It worked. See, 50% sickness is in our mind. The situation makes us sick. Environment also makes us sick. And then sickness. Sickness, we all say only 25%. But rest is outwardly thing. Situation, if nobody there to take care, that also makes you more sick. But if you inspire, somebody inspired you, then oh, I'm okay. Or be positive. I remember we used to have one Dr. Seth here. I don't know if still he's alive or gone. He is there still? His son is there. So, when our temple commander, all the devotees, when they are becoming sick sometime, of course we gave this mantra, a special mantra. Prabhu, you are not this body, you are a spirit soul. Chant Hare Krishna, dance in Kirtan, it'll be alright. But they were really sick. Then I used to give a note to go to Dr. Seth. And Dr. Seth, he used to give a sweet syrup. Pink type of syrup and put some water, somewhere more water, somewhere less water. Same thing he gave to all the devotees for all the disease and everybody got cured. I don't know, you remember? Old devotee must be remembering. Same syrup he gave, color was the same. Maybe he may add something, but color was the same. So, the disease is also in our brain, in our mind, disease, a lot of disease in the mind. So this was the preaching, how Narada Muni is preaching. This was the preaching. The goal is to please Krishna. to go lead to please Guru. If you please Guru and Krishna, then we are pleased. But if you go to please people, you are wasting your time. Servant of everyone is servant of no one. So these two verses are the conclusion. Verse number 59 is conclusion of Jamaraj, that after instructing all the foolish relative of Sujagya, Jamaraj, in the form of a boy, disappeared from their vision. Then the relative of King Sujagya performed the ritualistic funeral ceremony. Means it worked. What Jamaraj preached is work. Therefore they performed the funeral ceremony. Now, after narrating this story, Hiranyakashipu is giving a conclusion to his relative, to his wife, brother wife and children. He is giving Atma Tattva. So even the demon, they have knowledge. In those days, even the demon has the knowledge. Nowadays, even so-called suffering class sadhu do not have this knowledge. What Hiranyakashipu is for? People, they call themselves as Hindu and ask them, what is different between Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam? They say, both are same, no problem. Both are same, no problem. Like Kali and Durga, Shiva and Krishna, Vishnu, all are same, all are same. They have no knowledge. But even the demons those days, they are so advanced. Somebody can say, well, if he had this knowledge, why did he fight with Vishnu? He had knowledge, but he did not intelligence. And intelligence comes from Krishna. Bahunam janmanamante nahi. Dadami buddhi yogam tam enamam apyante de. Intelligence comes from Krishna. By that intelligence, you can discriminate what is right, what is wrong. Having knowledge is not enough. We may read so many books, but no intelligence. What's the use of that knowledge? We'll become book war, kitabi pida. That's it. Intelligence comes by association of devotees. Prabhupada, he explained this knowledge and intelligence. He said, in science, he said, I was a science student, so we had theory. That is knowledge. Zn plus H2SO4 is equal to ZnSO4 plus H2O plus H2. That is the theory. But then we have to go to lab. And we have to mix. We take, you know, all the instrument and we practice. And then hydrogen gas comes out. So theory is knowledge. But practical application of that theory is called intelligence. So people may have knowledge, but if there is no intelligence, they are wasting their life. Like for example, what is being talked here? People have knowledge that body is changing every day. They see the body changing from childhood to youth to old age, and this way the body goes. They have seen their grandfather, their father, everyone, but they are still attached to the body. The body who does not even belong to us. This body is not our body. We have no right on this body. Can anybody claim this is my body? Saying this is my body is product of ignorance, ajnana. If it is my body, it must go according to my desire. I do not want my hair to grow white, to be growing white. I do not want to have pain. I don't want to have sickness. it happens that going to show the body is not ours. An intelligence is, alright, if it's not ours, then find out who am I, whom this body belongs, what should I do? Like Sanatana Goswami did. Ami ke kyaane jaay, ami ke kene amar jaay tap kro yaha nahi jaane ki mani hi to hoy. That's intelligent. Find out who am I. So Hiranyakashipu conclusion, he said, ato sochato mam juyam. Juyam means all of you. Mam, no, sochato, think. Please do not lament. Or anyway, in Hindi, there is a poet who said, सोच उसी का शोक उसी का कीजिए जो अनहोनी हो अनहोनी होती नहीं होनी हो सो होय शोक उसी का कीजिए लेमेंट फॉर समथिंग व्हिच हैज नेवर हैपेंड दिस बर्थ डेथ इज हैपनिंग वी सी एवरी डे पीपल आर डाइंग सो व्हाई टू वरी. In fact, one should not worry even for body nor for the soul. Arjuna was worried for the body. And he was lamenting. He didn't want to fight. And when he accepted, he surrendered to Krishna. Then first thing Krishna said, asachyanam sochastvam pragyavadasya bhavate gatasun agatasun cha nanastam di pandita. The pandita or learned person is one who do not lament neither for living nor for dead. Why to lament? The soul never changes and body never stays. No matter what we want to do, soul cannot change. Soul cannot be cut. Soul cannot be destroyed. So why to lament? And body cannot be even 1 second in its original. It's changing every moment. Every moment body changing. We may not see. We see later, are when we, in front of mirror after 20, 30, are my hair got white. We see that time. But changing every moment. So first step of Krishna consciousness is not lament for anything, neither for body nor for soul. And who will not lament? Pandita, the knower of the truth. Asa chyanam suchastvam pragyavadavasamaste gatasum agasasum cha nam suchanti pandita. Who do not lament? Pandita. So Krishna consciousness moment is meant to make one and all Pandita. And how will become Pandita? By understanding the simple fact that I am not this body, I am a spirit soul, the part and parcel of Krishna, the servant of Krishna, and by serving Krishna. Simple thing. And Prabhupada stressed this point time and again. Each page of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, Prabhupada keeps mentioning same thing. I am not this body, I am a spirit soul. Let us understand one thing, this one. Our life will be successful. We may know so many things, but if you don't know very fundamental thing that I am not this body, I am a spirit soul, what's the use of it? All those knowledge will not help us. Hiranyakashipu is talking very nice, but not helping him. After this, he will do same, you know, he is going to fight with Vishnu. So use our intelligence. And intelligence comes by association of devotees, by Krishna. Ata sochata mabhiyam. Param cha atma meva. Please do not lament for yourself or other. Sometimes we lament for ourselves. And sometimes we lament for other. Ka atma, ka paro. What is the soul? What is the difference? What is mine and what belongs to other? Ka atma means who am I and who are other? Para, who are other? What is mine and what is others? This is the knowledge. But against this, swapara, vinivesa, avinivesa. Since we do not know this thing, therefore we think, I am this body and anything connected to the body is mine. Swapara, this is mine and this belongs to other. This mine and this belong to other is production of bodily concepts of life. If somebody understands that I am a spirit soul, then he sees himself as servant of Krishna, and so as he will see everyone as servant of Krishna. Everyone engaged in service of Krishna. I mean, let us think how important this point is, that because of the presence of the soul, we have all the existence. Because of the presence of the soul, we have relationship. Because of the presence of the soul, we enjoy so-called enjoyment in the material world. Because of the presence of the soul, everything looks very nice. And the time soul lives, nothing has any meaning. Prabhupada in Parapat, he writes that all the big road, industry, houses, all these things has existence because soul's existence. The time soul lives. Everything is said here. So the bina gyanena, bina gyanena, a simple word, if one word is a bina gyanena, who thinks this kind of thing? One who do not have knowledge. Or bina or gyanena, both are same meaning. Beside ignorance, or indirectly, one who is ignorant, only he thinks this way. Otherwise, the devotee of the Lord, they do not think this way. Or one who understands his constitutional position, he do not understand this way, that is my body and anything related to my body are mine. These are the ignorance. So indirectly, Hiranyakashipu says, my dear mother, my dear sister-in-law, my dear nephew, please accept this pure knowledge that we have relationship because of the soul. There is no soul, there is no relationship. So this is a very important point one has to understand. I was thinking to sing one song, but there is no time. And that is, I can say, the translation of this verse. Bhakti Srup Damodar Maharaj, I remember when I was reading this song. We used to have some time in Prabhupada quarter, very nice bhajan. Whenever he came, we had nice bhajan. Vaishnava bhajan, by the way, from Bhakti Giti. Vaishnava, Bengali Vaishnava. He told one point, still I remember always, that songs of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, songs of Narottam Das Thakur, songs of Acharya are the conclusion of all Vedic literature. The juice, the conclusion of everything. And you can see, when I read this verse, I remember a song.
দুর্লভ মানব জন্ম লভিয়া সংসারে কৃষ্ণ নাব জিনু দুঃখ কহিব কাহারে দুর্লভ মানব লভিয়া সংসারে কৃষ্ণ নাব জিনু দুঃখ কহিব কারে সংসার সংসার করে মিছা গেল কাল সংসার লাভ না হইল কিছু ঘটিল জঞ্জাল লাভ কিসের সংসার ছায়াবাজি প্রায় কিসের ছায়াবাজি ইহা তম মত করি বৃথা দিন যা এ দেহ পতন হলে কি রবে আমার এ দেহ কেহ সুখ নাই দিব পুত্র পরি গর্ভ বের মত করি পরিশ্রম গর্ভ কার লাগি এত করি না ঘুচিল না ছুটিল দিনে যায় মিথ্যা কাজে নিশা নিদ্রা বসে দিন যায় নাহি ভাবি মরণ নিকট আছে বসে নাই ভালো মন্দ খাই হেরি পরিচিন্তাহীন নাহি ভাবি এ দেহ ছাড়িব কোন দিন নাই দেহ গেহ পলাত্রাদি ঠিক চিন্তা অবিরতা দেহা নাহি ভাবি কাহাঁ হো গিয়া হাঁ হাঁ হায় হায় নাহি ভাবি অনিত এসব হায় হায় জীবন বিগতে অশ্মশানেশ্বরী মম পড়িয়া রহিবে অশ্মশান পড়িয়া রহি বিহঙ্গ পতঙ্গ তার বিহার করি কুকুর সিঙ্গাল সব আনন্দিত হয় কুকুর মহোৎসব করি যে দেহর গতি তার অনুগত যে সংসার বৈভব বন্ধুগণ জ অতএব মায়া ছাড়ি বুদ্ধিমান অতএব মায়া নিত্যতত্ত্ব কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি করণ সন্ধান দুর্লভ মানব জন্ম লোভিয়া সংসারে দুর্লভ মান কৃষ্ণ না ভোজিনু দুঃখ কহিব কাহারে কৃষ্ণ
This was the life. I mean, you can see the same thing is repeated here. He said, Hai hai nahi bhavi anita esa jivana vigata kotha rahibe vaibhav. When life goes, what is the use of all these things? Where all these things will remain? And same thing Prabhupada writes here. When soul leaves the body, what's the use of the building, road? And no meaning. I mean, this is a translation of this verse, I can say, this whole thing. So anyway, you all can read later on. I will stop here, time is passing. Vamandev is going, I can see. I know you are going somewhere. You come late, but leave early. Any question? Yes, Gokuleshwar Maharaj. Mike.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you spoke about changes happening in ISKCON. I mean, earlier the patients would be told differently. Now they are taken care differently. So we see lots of changes do happen. We hear from old devotees. So is that ISKCON is progressing? New things are coming, like devotees are observing Purushottam month. So is this more austerities are happening, devotees? ISKCON is evolving? Or is it a deviation? Who judges and how do we understand this?
Well, Prabhupada said four things. Purity is the force, moksha are the basis, utility is our principle, and preaching is the essence. So everything comes in this four. How does purity comes? By following a bona fide system given by a bona fide acharya. Like Prabhupada is our acharya. There are many acharya, but Prabhupada is our acharya. And he has given system. So, if follow Prabhupada, then purity comes. Books are the basis. There are many books, lakhs of books are there out there. Books is not material book, a scriptural book. Veda, Purana, Upanishad, etc. But for us, Prabhupada books are the basis. Utility is our principle. We utilize anything and everything. But it had to be based on those teaching. And preaching is the essence. Ultimately our goal is preaching. So, given that, let us get on the point. Changing is the nature of this material world. Why do we change? Because we are material. The time we become on a spiritual platform, everything is kevala ananda kanda. No need of change. Change is so long as we are on material platform, we need so many change. A spiritual platform, no change required. Absolutely no. Because everything spiritual is spiritual. Sachidananda. Getting on your point about Purushottaman, well, as Rupa Goswami said, we should accept anything which is favorable for our devotional service. And we should reject everything which is not favorable. That's very nice. But who will tell what is favorable and what is not favorable? Somebody said, well, you are sick, you go to get medicine. Fine, you get medicine. But who will tell which medicine is good for what disease? Have to have a doctor. So in that case, our doctor is Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, in his teaching or in his word, he never ever mentioned about Purushottam month or Adhik mass. You can see all Prabhupada books, nowhere it is mentioned. Nowhere. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam, Bhagavat is Praman. In whole Srimad Bhagavatam, Nowhere the word Purushottam mantra has come. In whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, this has not come. Prabhupada mentioned two places. One was in Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 21, text number 18. There it is mentioned that how the holy name is so powerful, or devotion is so powerful, that one who is a devotee, a time cannot affect on him. And then calculation of time is given. And then 13 months something came. So Prabhupada said, that he called Adhik Mas. Bas. He gave a definition of that 13 months. What is 13 months? That he called Adhik Mas. That's it. Once Prabhupada was on morning walk on Juhu Beach, and Dr. Patel, in Gujarati I think they celebrate more some or other. So Dr. Patel was very excited. Oh, Prabhupada, this month is Purushottam month. You must take path in the ocean. So Prabhupada was hesitant. He didn't want to take bath. But Patel was a good friend of Prabhupada. So please him, Prabhupada took some water from the ocean and put on his head. He didn't take bath or anything, just took it water. That's it. There are no reference in Prabhupada books whatsoever about Purushottam. I have been in society, joined in 76, almost 40 years. We never observed Purushottam mantra. All these are the new technique. I don't know why we need to do all these things. I do not understand myself. Our goal is to please Guru and Krishna. Prabhupada or Acharya. Our goal is to please Him. We sing every day Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitetya Kariya Akya Arana Karibya Manyasa. There are many things are there in the scripture. If you go on doing everything, then we'll have Monday one thing, Tuesday other thing, Wednesday other thing, and we'll forget chanting Hare Krishna. Prabhupada has given us, seeing the time, place and circumstances very nicely. What do you call the horses? They have this thing called blinder. Huh? The horse, they have blinder. When they have blinder, the horse can go in one direction. So Prabhupada has put a blinder on us, so we can go one direction, and that direction is going back home, back to Godhead. That direction. So we need to put that blinder all the time. That means devotees are not reading Prabhupada books. Unfortunately, yesterday I walked in library. I saw the devotee there. They were reading all other books besides Prabhupada books. They are watching everything beside Prabhupada video in library. I am going to bring in the council. Why you have a library? One brahmachari was reading about sex. There are four kinds of sex. What brahmachari had to do with sex? It is Sattaraj Prabhupada. So, we are not reading Prabhupada books. And even we are reading, we may get knowledge, but no intelligence. Because you are not understanding this thing. Once, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, we know it very well that Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Goswami said that Krishna do not accept the food by the hand of those who do not chant 64 rounds, right? You heard this? So that means our offering going when? No. Prabhupada Acharya, he modified it. So there are so many things are there in scripture. But Purushottam month is not in our parampara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not celebrate. The Goswami did not celebrate. Srila Prabhupada did not celebrate. Therefore, the follower of Prabhupada did not celebrate. Prabhupada did talk about Chaturmasya. He did talk about Kartik. If this was such important, Prabhupada would have talked. Or are we saying Prabhupada did not know what he is doing? Are we doubting Prabhupada? So if anybody who is a follower of Prabhupada, they will do what Prabhupada has said or done. Not otherwise. I'll give a classic example. In ISKCON, the same kind of new thing came once. The Gurus were giving initiation, and they said, every day you chant 60 rounds, but Ekasi you chant 25 rounds. So we felt very uncomfortable because this was Prabhupada time, so not done. Why new thing? So a lot of polio research went on. One place this thing came. Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he asked to Prabhupada, you are talking to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada, devotees are chanting very nicely. On the Kasi they are chanting 25 rounds. Prabhupada said, oh, very nice. They should chant 64 rounds. Prabhupada said, very nice, chanting 25 rounds. Tamal Krishna Maharaj thought that Prabhupada is very happy. So he told to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, so should we make mandatory in a scan that every day 16 round and a Kasi 25 round? Prabhupada said only one thing. We are 16 rounder. We are 16 rounder. That answers everything. He didn't say no, he didn't say yes. He said, we are 16 rounder. Means we chant 16 round, matter ends. He didn't say yes or no. So what do we understand? That's where intelligence required. Somebody said, Prabhupada did not say no. But Prabhupada said, 16 round. So same way, well, again it's private and public. Privately somebody doing more tapasya. Why only one man? 365 days do tapasya. Why only one month? I see some devotee coming Mangala Arati every day. Very good. Come 365 days. Baman Deva also coming. Come 365 days. Why only one month? All the days are good for Krishna Bhakti. Time does not affect Krishna Bhakti. If you want, if you read the purport of the sloka, which I just told, in third canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 21, text number 18, if you read, very clear. Krishna Bhakti is beyond time, then effect on any time. Bhakti Vinod Thakur did talk, but he talked about Sukriti. But Krishna Bhakti is beyond Sukriti. Let us not mix these two things. So anyway, not to say yes, not to say no, but our Acharya, in Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, in his teaching or writing anywhere, did not give such importance. Therefore, for us, all the time, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. That's it. You have anything to say on that?
Thank you.
Yes, Siddhi Lalsa wants to say something. In fact, I was in America recently, and this was going on. They asked me to speak on Purushottaman in some places, and I said, no, I cannot speak. Because Prabhupada did not speak. Then, for my clarification, I spoke to three senior men, Sasarup Das Goswami, Giriraj Swami, and Jay Aditya Swami. And all three of them said, Prabhupada never did. Why to do something new? For me, I mean, how I come in, anyway, that I'm referencing. Yes?
Have a comment and one question. The comment is on the Kartik month that Japataka Maharaj gave a class here, and he said that he asked Prabhupada why we observe Kartik month, and Prabhupada said that actually this is not for the devotees. He said the devotees are already 24 hours engaged in Krishna consciousness. It's more to attract the outside people so they perform more austerity, be more dedicated. And he gave the example of the sales. So it's like when you lower the price to those who don't have enough sukriti, they are able to perform bhakti and get a higher taste for Krishna consciousness. It's from Japataka Maharaj. My question is about how do we preach to rich people? Like you gave the example that rich people, they are not able to hear philosophy. the time of death, but like poor people, they're more open, they have more friends. So how do we access rich people?
In my fundraising seminar, I give this example, the difference between congregation preaching and cultivation. Well, the poor people, they have hankering for wealth. But rich people, they have hankering for wealth plus pride of their wealth. Poor people don't have pride because they don't have wealth. They want money, but they have no pride. But rich people, they have money, they are proud of that, but they want more. So there are different ways to preach, and best thing, as Goswami they have taught us, sambandha, avidheya, and prayojan. Prayojan is to make them Krishna conscious. But before prayojan comes sambandha. Be their friend. Socialize with them. You know, give some prasadam, talk to them something. And then slowly, slowly, do something. They may not hear your harikatha, but since you have sambandha with them, they like you. Why people give to anybody? Because they have some liking. So develop that liking in them for you. And once they like you, they will do anything for you. So indirectly they will be serving. Such as, if they like you, they do by wealth, they can, you know, give donation, they can help you in your facility of preaching, they can, you know, have preaching in their office. So this way, do something together. And then they will develop the taste, and then comes prayojan, and that's where they become devotee. So it's a long-term program, but again, sambandha, avidheya, prayojan. Develop the liking. That is secret to preaching the rich people. Develop the liking, that they look for you. I'll give one example. Yesterday, day before yesterday, Sajan Jindal, his son is getting engaged. So, both things happen coincidentally. From his office, they brought an invitation to me, and same time he called from London, saying, Prabhuji, my son's engagement is on 18th, and he have to come to Taj. So, can you just see that because he has liking some other for me, so when he is in London, he calls me from London that you have to come. So develop the liking. Develop the liking, people will look for you. Secretly, develop the liking. Any other question? Yes. Mike. Give to our Haridas ji. No, first Haridas Rej, then Hanuman. Hanuman ke paas comment hai, Haridas paas question hai. Dono famous hai apne apne jagah par. Ye question puchne mein comment dene mein.
Hare Krishna.
Jag raha hai.
Jo bhaktan ke paas aasakti hai na, ye aasakti dur kyun nahi hoti? Acha se bhajan karte, acha se jap karte. और अच्छा से भगवान का प्रसाद पाते, लेकिन आसक्ति दूर क्यों नहीं होते? ये खुशी नहीं है।
ओके, तो मैं उत्तर दे लूं उसका। भगवान गीता में कहते हैं, रसवर्ज रसोपस्य परम दृष्टवान वर्तते। यदि हायर टेस्ट मिल जाएगा तो लोअर टेस्ट अपने आप खत्म हो जाएगा। तो संसार का जो आसक्ति है वह लोअर टेस्ट है, और भगवान और भगवान के नाम का जो आसक्ति है वो हायर टेस्ट है। तो हम लोगों में अभी हायर टेस्ट डेवलप नहीं हुआ है। मैं एग्जाम्पल दे रहा हूं, ये हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र जो है ये सार है, ठीक है ना? हम लोगों को हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र में टेस्ट डेवलप नहीं हुआ है। यदि टेस्ट डेवलप हुआ होता तो हम लोग हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र गाते। हम लोग दो मिनट हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र गाते हैं, पांच मिनट ए जय ओ जय ओ जय हजार जय गाते हैं। उतना ही नहीं, हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र गाते हैं तो टून बदलते रहते हैं, तो हमारा टेस्ट उस टून में है, हमारा टेस्ट उस राग में है, हमारा टेस्ट हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र में नहीं है, हमारा टेस्ट इंस्ट्रूमेंट में है, हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र में नहीं है। यदि हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र में होगा, प्रभुपाद जी का जितना भी टेप आप सुनो, प्रभुपाद का टेस्ट था हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र में। हंस दूत प्रभु मृदंग बजाए हैं, हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र जो फेमस है ना, हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र टुक टुक टा टुक टुक टा टुक टुक टा इसी पर बजाए हैं, कोई ज्यादा नहीं, और एक डिवोटी करता बजाया है बस। जितना भी सुन लो प्रभुपाद जी का, जितना टेप सुनो, चाहे भजन हो चाहे हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र, बिल्कुल सिंपल, क्योंकि प्रभुपाद जी का टेस्ट था हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र में। एंड केवल प्रभुपाद दो लय गाए, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे, जनरल। और मॉर्निंग टाइम का वो अलग है। आजकल हम लोग डेली मूवी का सॉन्ग सुनते हैं और उसका जो लय होता है उसमें हरे कृष्ण गाते हैं, यही करते हैं ना, तो हरे कृष्ण में टेस्ट कहां है? तो कहते हो क्या शक्ति क्यों नहीं छूट रही है, कैसे छूटेगी, अब आसक्ति नहीं होगी हरे कृष्ण में, तो हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र में आसक्ति जगाओ तो अपने आप से छूट जाएगा। चलो हनुमान की बात करते,
हरे कृष्णा
हरे कृष्णा
प्रभुजी, इफ यू गिव गुड एडवाइस टू वाइज पर्सन, दैट पर्सन विल एक्सेप्ट योर एडवाइस एंड ही विल मेक हिज लाइफ सक्सेसफुल इन कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस, बट आल्सो द अदर काइंड ऑफ पर्सन, उपदेशो ही मूर्खानाम प्रकोपाय न शांतये, उपदेशो ही मूर्खानाम प्रकोपाय न शांतये, पयपानम भुजंगानाम केवलम विश्ववर्धनम, पयपानम भुजंगानाम केवलम विश्वधनम, बोध खलास न रुचे अहिमुख दुग्ध हो गरल, स्वान पुच्छ नलकेत घातने हो न सरल। द पर्सन इफ यू टेल इम गुड थिंग ही बिकम्स मोर एंग्री विद अस एंड गेट रेडी टू फाइट विद अस, एंड देन पयपानम भुजंगानम केवलम विश्वधनम, इफ वन यू फीड द स्नेक विद द मिल्क ही इंक्रीज हिज पॉइजन and he may bite us, and even dog's tail we put in the pipe and after some time we take it off, it will begin to bend again. Correct.
So what do you mean to say? I don't understand at all. Sanskrit you spoke, but what is the meaning of this thing? What is the instruction?
Instruction is this: the persons who are durjan, they cannot be rectified. And the person...
No, Hanuman. Papi tapi yato chilo hari name uddharilo. If you have purity, Prabhupada made hippie happy. Purity is the fourth Hanuman. Okay? So don't misquote. Anybody can be purified. Hiranyakashipu got purified. Kamsa got purified. Everybody can be purified. The holy name is Bhavari Powerful, not this Durjan. Krishna consciousness is more powerful than this Durjan. Nobody is bad. Nobody is good. Only action makes one bad and good. Take out the bad action. After all, spirit is gold. Okay? Okay. Any other question? All right, time for prasadam. Grandhrashtriyam Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Divine Gate Srila Prabhupada ki jai.